The Kingitanga flag is no longer flying at Ehu Mātou, but the symbol, the symbolic gesture, isn't the end of the long-running land dispute. There has been pressure on the government to come to a resolution before the biggest events on the Māori calendar, Ratana and Waitangi, where the Prime Minister will have tough questions to answer over the fate of the contested Mangere site. The King's office has been frustrated at how long a resolution is taking, but says it is expecting an announcement before Waitangi Day. Mirjana Johnson was there.
The air was abuzz with anticipation as Kingi Tuheitia and his kahui ariki were called onto the paepae at Ehu Mātou. The Kingi Tangaropu sung a pai marire mō teatea as the maroon and gold-coloured flag, emblazed with the words ko te mana motuhake, was slowly pulled down. The flag was raised 7 months ago when Kingi Tuheitia first visited the whenua and said it would fly at Ehu Mātou until a resolution was reached. A spokesperson for the King, Ruku Moana Schaffhausen, said today that while a deal hasn't been finalised, it is close, and that's why the flag is coming down.
The King is confident in the process, and we are confident that a resolution will be reached before Waitangi, yes.
Save Our Unique Landscape leader, Pania Newton, was there for the symbolic ceremony, beaming with pride.
There was just a sense of relief that came over our whānau and the sense of pride that we've been able to accomplish as much as we have in so little time when we think about the history of injustice against Māori and Aotearoa. And so, I can't help but just smile.
While it was a day of celebration for some, Ms. Schaffhausen says the King is unhappy a settlement still hasn't been reached.
There's been a lot of frustration on behalf of the King for the delays that have occurred. But again, our objective was to represent the views of Mana Whenua, to have the Whenua returned. And we are confident that that message has been heard. It's taken longer than we believe is necessary. But we have, as I said, we believe there is a pathway to a positive resolution.
Ms. Schaffhausen says any resolution would not include funding from Waikato. Sources told RNZ in November last year that the Crown is considering lending money to the council so it can purchase the land from Fletcher Residential. RNZ understands that the current government position is that while all parties are in broad agreement, the final details of a settlement are yet to be worked through. Any announcement wouldn't be prior to the Cabinet's first meeting next Tuesday. And Auckland Mayor Phil Goff says a resolution, which he is confident will be reached soon, will still be subject to final approval by all councillors at the governing body next month. If the land is returned, Kiani Matata Sipu says whānau will also still need time to consider the future of their whenua, which hasn't been in their ownership since it was confiscated in the mid-1800s.
To ask iwi what the future of this whenua looks like, you first have to allow iwi to breathe a little bit, to allow iwi to, for the first time, be able to have dreams and aspirations and then have those worked through.
All eyes are now on the Prime Minister's arrival at Ratana on Friday. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Mirjana Johnson tēnei.